popular at the moment.
Well, it's unlikely. It's unlikely that the person who likes listening to The Damned is likely to likes listening to Katy Perry as well.
Well, I'm not saying that they will listen to all, but occasionally, once in a while, I think it's worth challenging your audience and giving them something that they don't expect.
We've got
grit, some content rather than just commercial.
Unfortunately, because rough. I mean, the thing is, we are a commercial radio station. That's, you know, that essentially that's what the BBC is there to do, is to balance out the commercial world. So really, if you don't feel that there is a radio station serving that need, then kind of the BBC are the people you should be taking up the argument with.
So, okay, I can see where you're going here, and I don't want to be argumentative.
No, and I mean, I appreciate your call.
The end of the phone.
I appreciate that you have some loyalty to where you live as well. I would suggest probably that for the music you seem to be referring to, probably something like, I don't know, Six Music is probably the place to go.
I think my 2000 odd CD collection is the place for it.
Okay.
I just feel let down, sad, disappointed that somebody is broadcasting to, what, 18,000, 19,000 people?
96,000.
96,000, there you go. But you...
I may be broadcasting to...
more than mush.
I may be broadcasting to 18,000 if I were to play a very random selection of music. And that's the difficulty.
Yeah, do you need another time out now to... your audience. Oh, no, it's okay. No. It's come on again.
That's the difficulty, because we're a commercial... I mean, I lay it down to you very simply. If I had 18,000 instead of 90-odd thousand, the radio station would bring in a quarter of the money it brings in.
Yeah.
Probably there'd be no radio
station.
You've
got to bring in the money that you need to survive and pay your way with.
So then there'd probably be no radio station, which means we wouldn't be able to deliver the local stuff, which is the differentiator for us. You know, it's the local travel you've just heard, the news,
yeah.
the stuff like when it snows, if it snows tonight, and the school information.
But couldn't you throw in once or twice a day something that was a little bit, you know, something like Sugar Cubes or something...
Well, you just remarked on the surprise when Bob Marley was on, so there's once today.
Well, yeah. I mean, for you guys, I'm surprised.
Right, okay.
And that was a good thing to throw on, but I really feel that it would benefit you guys to stretch us a little bit further.
Well, let me just give you some examples. Tomorrow, we're doing requests all day long. It's all we're doing tomorrow, requests. So feel free to request anything you like then. And between Christmas and New Year, we're doing a countdown of people's favourite songs, which you can register for at minsterfm.com.
Yeah.
So there'll be a huge variety of different things between in then. It is actually something we are looking at. So you've kind of hit a nerve a bit, because it is something we're looking at all the time, is whether we should be playing more of different... And musical taste change as well, obviously.
Well, it does. I mean, you've been running most of this year. You've been going back to the 80s for the weekend selection.
Yeah.
Not all of us like the 80s.
No.
Yeah, you know, it's fair enough. And when people say the 80s, well, what do you look at? Do you look at the disco? Do you look at the new wave? Do you look at the sort of like post-punk gothic kind of thing?
I mean, for us, it's always going to be the ones that people like, that the majority of people like to hear the most.